The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Gary Carmichael reading this month's feature article entitled Time and Eternity, written by Dave Hunt, first published in January 1996. Once again, we have entered upon a new year, welcomed with wild celebrations at midnight, December 31st. Such festivities are questionable at best, and why celebrate the reminder that just as a year has vanished into the past, so all too quickly must our earthly lives pass as well? That fact should bring sober contemplation and prayer rather than loud rejoicing. Time passes and cannot be recalled. The poet wrote of her memory running like a hunted thing down paths I cannot retrace. Time is mysterious, beyond our ability to fathom. We know some things about time, but what it really is eludes our most advanced science. Essential for change and motion in the physical universe, time will be absent in eternity. Nothing changes or ages in eternity. It is one eternal now, impossible for us at present to comprehend. Won't we travel in eternity across the universe, necessitating time? Not as we understand travel. Space as a measurement of distance between places or objects may no longer exist, or at least it will lose its meaning. There will be millions of redeemed in heaven. Will some therefore be far from Christ on the fringes of the vast throng? In fact, all will be in His immediate presence, a joy beyond our current understanding. Already in the millennium, our resurrected glorified bodies, like Christ's, will no longer be part of the physical universe and will thus be changeless and timeless, able to be seen, then vanish, and to pass through closed doors and walls. Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them, but they were terrified, thinking they had seen a spirit. "Handle me and see," said Christ, "for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Luke 24, verses 36 through 43. Paul informs us there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44. We don't know what that means except as it was demonstrated in Christ's resurrection. Without His resurrection, there is no hope for eternity. Yet, Christ's triumph over death, the very heart of our faith, is denied by some who claim to be in the faith. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, or ELCA, considers it no longer essential to believe that Christ rose from the dead. A book recently published by the Augsburg Fortress Press of the 5.6 million member ELCA by Professor Gerd Ludemann comes to the conclusion that the body of Jesus decayed in the grave. A similar denial of the resurrection comes from the highly celebrated